Hey, I'm Lex.
And I'm Serena,
host of the Dream Body Playbook podcast,
a show all about transforming your life
and your body to what you've always dreamed of.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests,
and you'll get weight loss tips galore from top pros in the industry.
And you're going to hear fitness secrets from the CCP team.
Plus, you'll get nutrition and training help with our Is It Worth It episodes, where we'll review the latest trends hitting the internet to let you know if it's actually worth your time.
Listen every Wednesday to the Dream Body Playbook.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Dream Body Playbook podcast. We are back with another Is It Worth It episode. Is this our third one?
Yeah, and these are my like favorite episodes.
I know, we get a lot of feedback from these. Two of these that we have on our list today, we only have four on the list today, so it's going to be a little bit of a shorter one, but totally fine. But two of them actually came from our one-on-one clients.
Yeah.
Like questions that they were asked, the things that they want to hear about. So do we want to just jump right into that first one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, so was it last week, the other day? I don't know. One of our one-on-one clients sent me a video of a woman on TikTok, and she was using like a bar with some resistance bands, it looked like, attached to it in terms of working for like workouts.
Yeah, I'll try to find a picture and insert it into the videos if you're watching the videos.
She was like, do you think this is good for like travel workouts? And I was like, girl, I was like, save your coins, we'll just write you a workout plan.
Yeah, and don't get us wrong, like, if this is something, the only thing that you have access to, and you have access to it, and it's helping you move your body more, great. But also, if you have access to a gym, it's not going to replace the barbells and dumbbells. We're actually having like that added weight to it.
Exactly. And I think in the video too, it said that it went up to 180 pounds.
Did it?
That's what it said. But I'm like, I don't know, because you know how some of those new like workout equipments like simulate weight, and it's all like electronic and high tech. But this is just a bar and some bands. So I'm like, how do you?
That's true. Yeah, because my parents have a Tonal on there.
Yeah.
Like, and you can set the weights for that. And it like makes the cables harder to move and stuff.
Right.
But that has technology behind it. This doesn't.
Right.
But so you guys are probably like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Okay, close your eyes.
Close them.
We're going to picture this, okay? It's like two resistance bands attached to the door frame, and then there's like a straight across barbell, and the bands like V up and attach to the door frame, but you're holding onto the barbell.
Right.
You can put it on your back, do squats with it, attaches to the ground. You can put it on the barbell and do like rows with it. You could do like lat pull downs with it this way. What's up, y'all? So we don't run ads on this podcast, and we probably won't ever. Our goal here is to share as much information and value with you as possible, with a little entertainment, of course. But with that, we need your help in getting the word out about the Dream Body Playbook. So all we're asking for you to do is send this episode to a friend that you think would really benefit from it, or share it on your social media stories and tag us. Also, one other thing we're going to be doing is giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to someone who rates and reviews this podcast every single month. So thank you in advance, and we're looking forward to reading your reviews, but we'll get back to the episode.
It kind of reminds me of when I was in, when we were in COVID and like the lockdown, and I was trying to figure out ways to like work out, and so I had some resistance bands, and I took a broom with the resistance band in the door, and I was doing
that's literally it. People were like curling milk jugs during COVID. That's exactly it. And I think this could be a good investment if that's all you have access to.
Yeah.
I know.
Or if you're limited on like what you can do.
Exactly. If you're limited on what you can do, if that's all you have access to, if you live out in the middle of nowhere and it's like an hour drive to any gym, great. This could be really good for like a starter home gym.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would say it's like 50-50 worth it.
Yeah.
Like it's not like 100% worth it, but also like if it's all you have access to and it's going to get you moving more, especially if you're going from like not working out at all. And this is the first step you're taking. Awesome. Keep doing it. That's fabulous, because you're moving your body more. You're going to get most likely in better shape to be able to go to the gym and lift those weights and have that better success on that side of the things.
Yeah, like using that combined with like walking.
Right.
Stuff like that, I think, would be
overall movement, getting that knee up.
I agree.
Yeah.
50-50.
Your choice. If you're having a hard time deciding if it would be good for you, just reach out to us and we'll help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you wasting your money. Remember, that's why we do these episodes. Save your time and save your money.
Yep.
All right. You want to start with the second one?
All right. This next one also came from one of our 101 clients. Shout out to her. Shout out to both of them, really.
Yeah, seriously.
But it is collagen. Yeah. So we know collagen is a hot topic lately. I actually just did a brand deal for liquid collagen.
Okay.
And I had to like talk about a whole bunch of stuff and like the benefits and stuff like that. But one of the benefits was like, quote unquote, added extra protein or keeping me fuller for longer.
Yeah.
Now, if you're watching this, sorry, you already paid me, but oops. I don't necessarily agree with the extra protein thing.
Yeah.
I agree with like skin health, gut health, joint health, bone health, all of that fun stuff. But that's my take on it. What's yours?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the fad for collagen really became a thing when Vital Proteins started. Yes. That's the collagen I used to use all the time. They came out with like the collagen waters.
Yeah.
I was actually like on their PR list for a long time in COVID. Love and we get like boxes full of stuff. Like you can ask my mother and father, like their pantry was head to toe Vital Proteins. They would send me like big, like, you know, they have like the gummies, the vitamin gummies and stuff. We had those all the time. I literally had anything and everything. They had protein bars. But I think that's when it really kind of blew up of like, oh, everyone's drinking collagen now. I remember like one of the first TikToks I ever had to blow up was my collagen coffee. And the reason it blew up, because the way I make my collagen coffee, you guys, which I'm kind of going on a side tangent here of the benefits of collagen, but I'll get back to it, I promise. But the reason this TikTok blew up is because I was frothing my collagen in my almond milk, like in my frother, before putting it in my coffee. And I still do that to this day. Like, that
sounds good, actually.
I can't stand clumps. Yeah. And so when you froth it, and especially if your frother heats it up, which mine does, it melts it and stuff. And so it gets like really, really mixed in. You don't have any grains or anything.
It heats it up?
Oh, yeah. My frother either makes it like cold or hot. Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Fancy. I got one off Amazon. I actually have two of them. I got one off Amazon and then one of mine came with my Nespresso.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah. I need to get that.
No, the one off Amazon I think was like $20.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Go get it. But you can make it hot setting or cold setting for like hot coffee, cold coffees. Like where you're not putting like cold into your hot and staying warm. Anywho, that's the reason that TikTok blew up, because all of the comments were like, did you just froth your collagen? And I was like, yeah.
Duh.
What do you mean? What do you mean? But so that's how I make my collagen coffee. Back to the benefits and everything. When you look at the label on collagen, there is most likely around 8 to 9 grams of protein in collagen. That's great and all. Yeah. You know, that's awesome. But I wouldn't say let's count that as a big source of your protein throughout the day. It's not enough to make a difference in your actual diet. It's way more there for the benefits of, like you said, hair growth, nails, skin, joints, muscle recovery, things along those lines. So I definitely would say it's worth it.
You know what I was just thinking about?
What? I saw that look on your face. You got like a curious look.
Yeah. Okay, so the brand I just did the collagen thing for, the macros on the bottle, for breaking it down, said 20 calories per like 1 tablespoon.
Right.
And there was 10 grams of protein in the 1 tablespoon. And I'm like, how is that mathematically possible?
It's not, because there'd be 40 calories.
Yeah. So I'm confused, unless I maybe just read the serving size wrong, but I'm like 99% sure that that's what it said.
But even if the serving size was wrong, the macros and calories should match up.
Exactly.
We have questions.
I have a lot of questions, because I'm like, wait, it's supposed to be 4 calories in 1 gram of protein. So right, 40 grams.
Right.
I mean, 40 calories, not 40 grams.
Interesting.
I'll have to look at it when I get home.
Yeah, make sure, interesting. Because that's something too that I highly doubt there's actually 10 grams of protein in it. You know?
Highly.
I mean, some of them, like the one that I have that came with like my Gainful stuff that I'm using right now, has 9 grams. I think the Vital Proteins, I could be very wrong. No one quote me on this, please. But I think it's around 6 grams that's in that one. That's like where my brain's going. But like I said, collagen is amazing. I always see a big difference in like my skin, my hair, especially my muscle recovery, because I get really bad restless leg syndrome at night, or DOMS, like delayed onset.
Like today.
Yeah, no, literally can't walk today after leg day yesterday. And I find that when I am really consistent with my collagen intake in the mornings, I do recover a little bit better.
Yeah.
Also, normally when I'm really consistent with my collagen, I'm also really consistent in other areas of my life as well, because it's all about the health and wellness routine of things.
Yep.
So it's probably a combination of everything there, of stretching better, actually doing proper warm up, doing proper cool down, things like that as well.
Yeah.
But I like to believe that the collagen does help a little bit with that. I will say that maybe not for people our age, but for like our parents' generation and stuff, the skin elasticity and stuff, it is supposed to help a lot. I know my mom always talks about her skin when she takes collagen. She loves it. So maybe if you are in like your late 40s, 50s, even older, could be a good thing to just add in and see, because as you do get older, the elasticity in your skin goes down a lot. So that could be a thing there.
And I think, like you said, it's kind of becoming a thing now, quote unquote, for our generation. But people have been recommended to take collagen for a while. Like, yeah, think about those hair, skin, and nail vitamins, stuff like that. Like, there's collagen in those pills, sugar supplements.
Hair. What was it? The sugar hair gummies?
Yeah, the sugar bear. Sugar bear hair gummies.
I used to take them all the time. I'm not even kidding. Like, I consumed them, and I think I consumed them because they tasted so good.
They were good.
They tasted so good, amazing. It's like the Flintstones vitamins when you're little. You just want them.
Just want to eat them all. But think about it then. It wasn't marketed as, like, a source of protein. It was marketed for the
hair,
skin.
Hair, skin, and nails.
Hair, yeah, and nails. And now that protein is becoming more mainstream, you know, getting your protein in, blah 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 blah, I think they kind of took it, which is a smart marketing move on their part.
Yeah,
but they kind of took it and, like, twisted it to be like protein benefits.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that kind of transitions us into, like, the next one as well, mm-hmm, which is bone broth. But as far as collagen, let's just stop and, like, is it worth it sort of thing. I would say it is worth it.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily worth it for the protein benefits.
Right. So, like, a 50-50 probably.
It's a 50-50, but I would say go for it. Like, there's no, like, if you want to include collagen in your routine, you're going to see benefits from it most likely. Especially.
Absolutely.
Depending on which brand you choose and making sure it's a reliable source, obviously.
Yep.
But I don't see anything wrong with it. Just let's not have that as a go-to for our protein source.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you have physique goals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So transitioning into bone broth then.
Mm.
Kind of the same deal, right? I see so many videos, and I'm talking about TikTok a lot, but you guys know, like, we find most of these, like, fad trends off of the TikTok and stuff, yeah, because that's what's going viral right now, and that's what everyone's wondering about. But I see bone broth all the time. And I mean, if you like it, more power to you. I'm like, if you think it tastes good, great. I bet if, like, you were, like, sick or something, it might actually taste good.
That might help.
Especially if you, like, can't keep food down. But anyways, side note, a lot of people are only drinking it because they feel like it's giving them an extra 20 grams of protein in the day. And this is not a complete protein source. And I've done a whole rant on my stories about it. If you haven't seen it yet, go to my stories or go to my Instagram, and on my highlights, there's a highlight that says,
oh, you did a rant about it.
Oh, I did a long rant about it one day.
Oh, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I think it's titled bone broth, like something super simple. It should still be on there. If it's not, y'all let me know and I'll fix it. I'm like, where did it go? But it should still be on there. And it's me just talking about how in order for it to be a complete protein source, it's got to have the complete amino acids, mm-hmm, and things along those lines. And there's a difference between, like, essential amino acids and things like that. And just keeping it on the bone broth topic, it doesn't have all of those essential amino acids that you need for it to be a complete protein source. Yeah. Therefore, your body is not going to absorb it like if you were eating a piece of fish or a piece of chicken. It's not going to be the same. Now, I will say again, there are some benefits to bone broth, though. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gut health benefits. Again, there's a lot of naturally occurring collagen in bone broth that's really good for your hair, skin, and nails. Again, so it's kind of on the same line as the collagen. That's why we wanted to talk about these together, because we kind of have the same opinion for both of them.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think people take, like, the bone broth protein powders,
yeah,
which are getting those 20 grams of protein, but I think there's a lot of extra additives.
There's definitely additives in there
to make it the full 20 grams, or try to make it a quote-unquote full protein profile.
Right, exactly.
So that's something to be paying attention to, especially if you're going to make it at home.
Right. If you're going to make it yourself, that's great. Go for it. But in order to get the whole protein, that 20 grams or whatever it may be, like, you guys, that's like a protein powder or, like, a good chunk of chicken and stuff. Like, you can't possibly be getting that much protein just from
a bone.
A cup of watery from cooked out of a bone and stuff, you know?
Have you heard health and fitness coaches talk about how your metabolism can help you burn fat even while you're sleeping? And you just think, how? Trust me, we get it. It's all so confusing to know what you need to do to get your metabolism working the way you want it to. But today, you're in luck. We've created a done-for-you daily checklist that will set your metabolism on fire. All you have to do is DM us checklist and we will send it your way completely for free. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
I'm sure there's some really good minerals and vitamins and stuff in it as well, but please stop thinking it's going to get you to your protein goals. Because most likely you're counting it in for your protein goals and you're really just really behind for the day, and that's why you're not seeing your physique goals.
Mic drop.
Yeah. It's seriously though, because people will think, oh, I'm doing all the things, I'm taking all the protein powders, I'm getting my protein in every single day, but really it's incomplete sources of protein that isn't being absorbed properly, to where it's not really being utilized in your body the way you think it is.
Right. Like, is 20 grams coming from the bone broth protein drink? And then are you having another 10 grams
from collagen?
From collagen.
That's 30 grams.
Right. That's
a whole meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on where you're at and your size and what your goals are and stuff, obviously. Yep. But generally, yeah. Wow. So 50-50 again. Again, we were trying to do ones that we weren't like absolutely hating on today. But, you know, it's okay. All of these have been kind of 50-50 so far. The next one, though. The next one Serena hadn't heard about yet.
Yeah. I'll just say it. Lex said baby spoons and like baby dishes, things for, whatchamacallit, like to control your portions, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've never heard of that in my entire life.
So I actually know a few people who have done this. I see it on a lot of TikToks. I don't know them like personally. I just, you know, TikToks and stuff. I could like think of a few names and everything. But yeah, I've seen a lot of infant size utensils for toddlers that adults are using mainly to control their portion sizes. So if you use a baby spoon, you're taking smaller bites. If you're using a infant's 2-year-old's bowl for your cereal, you're getting a smaller portion size. Because which there is something to be said about the size bowl you're using when you're doing things. If you're using like a mixing bowl for your cereal every day, you're most likely overeating your cereal,
Of course.
Because it's more space. If you put a portion size into that cereal bowl and it's like practically empty, you're going to be like, oh, well, I need more, duh.
Right.
But whenever you overflow an infant toddler bowl or whatever it may be, you're probably feeling like, oh, I'm eating a little bit more. Like, this feels really good. It's kind of like that emptying the bag thing that, you know, once you start a bag of chips and you just feel like you have to empty it. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing as that.
Which like the psychology of eating.
It's pretty much like the psychology of eating, but people are doing it on purpose to decrease their portion sizes to see more weight loss and things like that.
Mm.
In my opinion, this is very disordered.
I agree.
And this can lead to some extreme disordered eating.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't learn to use normal utensils and also maintain our diet and be in control of your own food, then there's a lot more we need to work on there.
Yeah.
The baby spoon's just a cover up for it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, when you said that, I thought you were talking about, like, you know those people that build, like, the mini, like, houses and mini, like, kitchens and stuff like that? I thought you were talking about that.
Huh?
You've never seen, like, the little mini kitchen thing?
Like, for a kid?
No, it's, like, on TikTok, and there'll be a person, and they're cooking in a kitchen, but it's a mini-sized kitchen, and they make a meal, and then it's, like, a mini meal, like this. It's literally, like, this big, like, the size of a quarter.
I've never
seen that. I thought you were talking about that. I'm like,
whoa. I've never seen that. No, this is legit people, like, going on Amazon, typing in baby spoons, and getting, like, a pack of, like, 5 baby spoons to use for, like, their ice cream at night or something. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah. So 1,010% not worth it. Like, I mean, if you have an infant, okay, obviously you're going to have baby spoons in the house, but that is for your infant, right?
Right.
That's not for you. You are a grown ass adult. Like, eat like one and learn to fuel your body properly. Learn to be in control. Ask for help if you feel like you aren't in control.
Yeah.
Therapy, working with a coach. There's so many options
for
you.
Use your resources.
There's so many options for you. But starting out with just like, oh, I'm going to use a baby spoon because I'll eat smaller portions. Maybe I'll get fuller quicker because I'm eating slower.
Right.
This is the gateway. It's like a gateway drug for like disordered eating.
Yeah, because then what happens is if you don't have access to those baby utensils and spoons when you're out at a gathering or stuff like that, obviously you're probably not going to bring it with you because people will probably judge you and you're going to fear judgment.
Yeah, that or and it's then, just gotten to another level.
Exactly.
If you're carrying them around in your purse.
Exactly. And then you could end up going off the deep edge, quote unquote.
Anxiety,
and
binging
or just not eating at all and kind of bringing yourself into a very unhealthy space.
Right. It's, like I said, gateway drug for disordered eating pretty much because it can. It's a very slippery slope when you toggle with those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so asking for help and using your resources before diving into those tactics to reach your goals is going to be way more beneficial.
Absolutely.
On the long run. Because do you really think you're going to want to eat with a baby spoon for the rest of your life?
Absolutely not.
It's just like if you didn't want to eat carbs for the rest of your life.
It's not sustainable.
It's not realistic. It's not sustainable. I mean, having a baby spoon on you at all times, sure, but like, what?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And then what if like, okay, yeah, you're eating with a baby spoon, which most likely is putting you in a calorie deficit because you're eating smaller portions, which is why you're seeing the weight loss. And then you decide, oh, okay, I'm going to just use normal utensils again. Then you start to gain all that weight back because you're eating bigger portions again. And you're like, what the hell, causes anxiety, causes stress, resort back to it. Then you're in this like cycle of like not even being in control of the size food that you're eating, but like being so specific about how you eat your food, it comes into like a very controlling your life situation. Mm. So, I mean, it can seem so innocent. And if you're doing it and you're like, oh no, I'm good, like that's fine. Okay, that's good. But continue to check in with yourself and make sure that you really are good, because it's a slippery slope, like I said.
Yeah, because maybe you don't start with the disorder, but maybe it begins to develop after and you guys, use that for a period of time.
No one goes into an eating disorder or disordered eating wanting to have an eating disorder.
Right. Or sometimes they don't even know that they have one.
Right. A lot of times people don't know until a loved one brings it up to them that they're a little concerned about them. But yeah, no one goes into it wanting to. So obviously everything starts out super innocent.
Yeah.
And most of the time it's just lack of knowledge and just seeing what other people did and trying it and stuff. And that's perfectly fine. But talk to someone before doing it. See if it's a good idea for you.
Yeah.
Don't just dive into something like it's like with every medication that you see, like talk to your provider before taking this. You know, it's kind of like talk to a therapist, talk to a coach, talk to a dietitian, talk to your doctor, talk to your parents, talk to a friend, talk to someone before diving into these new tactics that are like, is this really going to be that beneficial to me? Because I feel like it's just going to cause a lot of mental and depressive anxiety episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personally, for me, I would be very depressed.
To eat my ice cream with a baby spoon,
yeah,
it would not be a good night.
I know.
I like my big scoops.
Be sad.
Anywho, so baby spoons, not worth it. Not worth it at all. Mm-hmm. Or baby utensils or anything along those lines. Sweet. So those were the four that we had for Is It Worth It episode today.
This is a good episode.
It's three, right? I keep thinking in my head it was episode four. Three or four, whichever one you guys know better than we do right now. It'll say it properly in the title. Anywho, thanks for listening, you guys. If you have any questions or like our one-on-one clients, send in two of these today. If you mm-hmm. have anything that you want us to talk to, shoot us a message, let us know, and we will be sure to talk about it and cover all of the information for you guys.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.